On Monday's front page, the European Central Bank signaled it's ready to start buying Italian and Spanish bonds. This comes as the shock wears off after Friday's downgrade of U.S. government debt, and investors try to figure out what to do now. In China, Premier Wen Jiabao is popular with the people. We'll look at whether he's becoming unpopular with the Communist Party. And AIG is taking Bank of America to court over mortgage-backed securities. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the European Central Bank signaled it's ready to intervene in bond markets to protect Spain and Italy. That's part of an increasingly forceful campaign by policymakers around the world to restore confidence. This comes as the shock wears off after Friday's downgrade of U.S. government debt and as investors try to figure what to do now. Asian stock markets continued to slide on Monday morning, but the drops were not as dramatic as at the end of last week. The Nikkei 225 index in Japan was down 1.3% by mid-morning. The Australian market was off 0.8%. Also on Monday's front page, Syria's military defied growing international condemnation and began another assault on rebellious areas in that country. The military sent tanks and armored vehicles into parts of Deir al-Zor in eastern Syria. Activists and residents say dozens were killed. Like Hama, which the military attacked last week, Deir al-Zor had been the scene of mass protests against President Bashar al-Assad. Premier Wen Jiabao has been the leading supporter of what passes for political liberalism in China, but Monday's Times says he appears increasingly marginalized. He's become increasingly isolated on the Communist Party's 9-member Politburo Standing Committee. There have also been tantalizing suggestions of rifts with President Hu Jintao. This comes as hardliners are strengthening their control over the government. Liberals say they're disillusioned by Wen's failure to gain traction within the Chinese leadership. Monday's Times looks at Republican presidential hopeful John Huntsman. He's best known as a former governor of Utah who crossed party lines to become President Obama's ambassador to China. But in Utah, many people still call him Junior. Some say he's struggling to emerge from the shadow of his powerful father. Others wonder if he's chasing his father's dream. His father was an aide in the Nixon White House in the 1970s who later became a billionaire industrialist. The father's connections helped clear the way for the son to go into politics. AIG is planning to sue Bank of America, claiming it fraudulently marketed hundreds of mortgage-backed securities. AIG is still largely taxpayer-owned as a result of its 2008 government bailout. It's alleging that Bank of America and its Merrill Lynch and Countrywide units misrepresented the quality of the mortgages that went into securities. AIG is said to be preparing similar lawsuits against other large financial institutions, including Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank. Former New York Governor Hugh Carey, who helped keep New York City solvent in the 1970s, died on Sunday. He also reversed the state cycle of borrowing, spending, and entitlement programs left over from the days when Nelson Rockefeller was in charge and the promise of government seemed limitless. Hugh Carey was 92. Inside Monday's Times, London is surveying the damage after a demonstration against the police spiraled into looting and violence. 26 officers were injured and there were 55 arrests. People in the Tottenham neighborhood disdain law enforcement. A large Afro-Caribbean population there has felt singled out for abuse by the police. At the same time, frustration has risen as the Conservative government's austerity budget has forced deep cuts in social services. The helicopter crash in Afghanistan was a double loss for Shreveport, Louisiana. It was home to two of the 30 American servicemen who lost their lives. Robert James Reeves and Jonas Kelsall had been high school friends there. They went on to serve on the same elite Navy SEAL team. Remember when the internet was going to kill television? Monday's Business Day section says television advertising has bounced back faster than any other medium. Despite worries of a possible double-dip recession, advertisers don't seem to be pulling back from their television spending plans. That's one reason why companies like CBS, News Corporation, Viacom, and Time Warner all reported windfalls last week in revenue from television. Financial problems are haunting the Edgar Allan Poe House in Baltimore. For the second year, city officials have decided not to subsidize it. Baltimore cut off $85,000 in annual support last year. The city continued a grant to the Babe Ruth Birthplace Museum. It's more centrally located and gets six times as many visitors. The Poe House is kept going on reserve funds. The money could run out by next summer. The musical Rent is opening off-Broadway. Monday's arts section says it won't be that different from the Broadway production that closed 3 years ago. Most producers let a decade go by before trying a revival. This production's backers say their main motives are profit and sentimentality. Lead producer Jeffrey Seller says so many people say they wish they could see it again or take their kids to see it. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.